Alright, so let's get one thing straight. We are not the only thing on this planet. There is no way that living a life is the only thing that a human can experience, and I wholeheartedly believe that there is some sort of life after death. After we die, I just can't believe it's nothing. I mean, there has to be something, and it might not be as simple as the concept of ghosts, but I do think that your soul stays with the living until you've reached a peace, until you can cross over to the final stage of sentience. Now, I'm not saying that it's as simple as the theory of ghosts, like boo and creepy noises. I'm just saying that the complete essence and the soul of a person doesn't disappear, it remains on Earth in our realm of existence. Now, you can't tell me that you've never walked down an empty hallway, gotten the feeling that you were being watched or followed. That being in an old house by yourself doesn't give you the chills. Being in an empty basement doesn't fill you with curiosity of whatever else could be down there with you. And whether you believe in spirits or not, you have to admit that there are some pretty crazy things that can't be explained in these so-called haunted houses. And from personal experience, I can definitely say that there are some unexplainable things that happened in my home when I was alone. So, when I was 12, my mom had left me home alone, and she went to go pick up my brother from school. I was in my room, minding my own business, reading IM4 for some reading log assignment. And I heard the front door open and then close, and then there was the sound of someone walking up the stairs. And I had thought that it was my mom. You know, she had taken a while, so I thought she went to go get groceries or something, so I went to go meet her at the stairs, see if she needed help bringing anything up. And I'd noticed that there was no one there. The front door was slightly opened, which I thought was odd. It was a big, heavy wooden door, and you had to jiggle the handle to even get it open, so there's no way that it would have opened on its own. Pushing all of that out of my mind, I had raced down the stairs to close it because my dog at the time was a puppy. She would have bolted out of the house. And as soon as I got there, I heard a man right in my ear start laughing. I had screamed. I spent the next 20 minutes sitting on my front lawn, waiting for my mom and little brother, hoping that whatever or whoever was in my house wouldn't come out. To this day, even after I've moved, the hairs on the back of my neck still stand on end whenever I think of that laughter in my living room 5 years ago. Others have had similar experiences, doors opening and closing on their own, footsteps in the house when they're home alone, laughter or talking close or far away from wherever they are. I believe that spirits are all around us, whether we choose to believe it or not. There is no other way to explain photographs of six people when only five people were posing, or the videos on baby monitors of infants, children having full-on conversations, interacting with thin air. I believe that there is some sort of existence after death, and whether that means being grounded to a house, waiting to find peace, or crossing over into the next stage of life. With everything that is possible nowadays, technologically, scientifically, I just can't let go of the feeling that we, the living, aren't the only things that walk around the earth trying to find our purpose, trying to find a peace.